dancing like this and performing like this, because it's pretty explicit. She's not wearing much, and you can see both her bum cheeks.
But there's no difference being on the beach and wearing a bikini and showing your bum.
No, it's too seedy. Erotic, isn't it? You're just showing sexual behaviour in a very explicit way.
Would you want youngsters watching
that? No, not at all.
So this is Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, shocking. Too much revealed flesh. Doesn't really show you anything of the artist, does it?
Well, he does, but not the bits that you probably want to have a look at.
Too much of the artist going on there. Where's the vocals? And I think it's very nice. As an adult perspective, very good.
Terrible, isn't it? They don't need to do that. And this is mainstream music.
Well, it's out there. It's from America.
Dear. Awful. I mean, it's porno making, basically. Directed to men, I think.
Should it be out there?
No. I don't think so.
That's just literally shock factor. And the music's not very good. I listen to a lot of underground music, drum and bass, jungle and things like that. And there's so much more gone into it than this.
Okay, what do you think about the outfit?
No, I don't like the outfit.
Well, there's not much of them, is there?
No, exactly. Yeah, that's not saying. That's not. I've got a daughter of 8 and a son of 12. I don't think they need to see it. I just do not understand this kind of excessiveness.
How does it make you feel as a woman watching that kind of thing?
Inadequate.
I'm quite speechless, to be honest. And this is a real music video, yeah. It's like soft porn. I don't get it. I'm not even listening to the words or the music. I'm a bloke and I'm looking at the girls.
Would you want children watching that?
Of course not. No, definitely not after that bit. No.
So the videos that were shown in that little clip that were shown to those parents were Anaconda by Nicki Minaj, Jennifer Lopez's Booty, and Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus, all of them featuring really high levels of nudity, a lot of bare flesh, and some really kind of raunchy dancing as well. Joining me now to talk more about this is Liz Fraser, who is a parenting expert living in Cambridgeshire. Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
What do you think of this kind of video? Some people might say, you know, they're only videos. People know they're not real. Pop music's meant to push boundaries.
Well, I mean, and that is a point of view and probably one that I think should be made and should be borne in mind all the time. And, you know, pop particularly and arts have always pushed boundaries and have always tried to shock and always tried to rebel in a way. However, I think what we do have to look at now is the level of the graphics. Nudity and sexuality. It's not nudity. There's nothing wrong with nudity at all. It's the sexual sort of message or how you should be, you know, behaving and moving your body and what that sort of means and implies, which is what is really much more sort of, it goes into children's minds and they get very confused because, frankly, a child who is watching this, and children watch this, yeah, the makers of these videos know one of their biggest markets is young children. That's where the money is. Mummy, can I have this? They know this. Children at that age don't have the, you know, the emotional development, the sort of the mental development, the physical development, really, to understand sort of what this is all about. And one can say, oh, but it doesn't matter. One kid doesn't matter. But the Girl Guiding Association, I remember, did a big survey a few years back and asked young teenage girls, you know, how they felt about all of this and whether they felt it affected them and their general happiness, you know, and mental well-being. And there was a very large majority said they felt sort of less happy in themselves and more sexually aware than they felt that they wanted to be at a very young age. And when you have statistics like that, I think then we do have to listen to it actually and think, okay, maybe we should do something to try and tone this down a little bit.
Would you let your children watch videos like this?
Well, you see, that question, it's an odd question because I think most parents would say, and I'd rather not let them, it's not within my control. At which point, I can hear a lot of parents think, yes, it is, will their parent be in control? While they're in my home, I can control it, you know, much of the time.
But the internet's everywhere, isn't it?
Okay, and when they step outside the house, I don't know whose phone they're looking at, and when they're at someone else's, I don't know what they're doing. And honestly, hand on heart, most parents actually honestly don't know what their children are doing in their room, because it's their room, so at that point I don't know what they're doing. Obviously, you take I think the age restriction thing is interesting because I think it may make no difference at all. But if the only thing it does is it allows parents then to say, you can't watch this because it's been given a 15 certificate and you're only 13, that's at least a tiny little bit of armour that we can use. You know, a little bit of, to say, you can't do that. It's not just my opinion, I'm telling you that you're not allowed to watch it. It might help a little bit.
Also on the line is Dr. Amanda Gummert, who is a child psychologist. Can these kind of videos have a detrimental effect to children's minds, to the way they think?
They can. I think, bizarrely, there's a sort of a window where they're the most damaging, because you show a toddler those kind of things. Children, they don't put any sexual connotation, that's just moving around. When you get to the sort of the tween and early teens, they can be really harmful, and I think it's the idea of the age rating is really good, because you can then set your parental controls on your phones and your children's devices, so they're not able to access stuff that has got the age rating on them. So I think it is important to make sure that there is some sort of ability for parents to filter it, as they do with all sort of adult explicit content.
Are you shocked sometimes when you see videos like this of just how far they do push the boundaries?
Yeah, I am. And I do think with a lot of the internet, the sort of the nastier side of the internet, it can be shocking, but we're not going to get rid of it. So what we need to do is empower our children and teach them how to deal with it and manage it for themselves, rather than trying to ban it and restrict it too much. I think the age limits will help, but I think you need to make sure that you're talking to your children, you're sharing their technology, you're sharing their interests, and you're sort of keeping tabs on things, and you discuss why things like that aren't appropriate to be doing, you know, out in public, or why you wouldn't necessarily want somebody to be dancing like that in front of you. So you have those dialogues, and that's really powerful. That's the most powerful way you can have, you've got, it's the most powerful tool as a parent that you've got to keep your children safe.
That's child psychologist Dr. Amanda Gummert. Thanks for joining us this morning. And you also heard there, Liz Fraser lives in Cambridgeshire and writes about parenting.
BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
On the travel this morning, it's Justin.
Thanks very much.